Collections, right now at Rent-A-Center. For the ultimate in comfort and entertainment, hurry in for the new Home Meridian bed with a 32-inch TV built into the footboard. Get both for a special low weekly price with delivery and setup included. Or get a super hot Samsung Galaxy Note 8 with easy flexible payments and no credit check. Only at Rent-A-Center, where you can get amazing deals and amazing payment options designed to fit your budget. Rental purchase transaction offer expires 5/24/14. See store for details.
Eye disease can be caused by UV damage. Your eye doctor has lens technology to help prevent that. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Crossed over if I never have a sin.
We'll use it, Mike.
I'll be the chance.
Right, Mike?
Up.
Yeah.
Just use the phone. Stop yelling
at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We're at a time in the broadcasting world right now where a guy like me is in a really odd place. This is an awkward situation to be in.
The studio?
No, not the studio, but because of something in the news. So I'm going to be the only one, and I've been reading and watching TV, and I've been listening to the radio, and I've been waiting for one person to say what I'm going to say. And nobody will do it because everybody is afraid to say what they're thinking. So here, I'll say it. If I see that football player kiss that guy again, I'm going to vomit. Okay,
oh,
there.
I haven't seen it.
I have seen it about 15 times. Michael Sam lip-locking his boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of seeing it. But you know what's funny? We've gotten to a point in the world where, even though it may be something that 90% of people are thinking, especially men, nobody will dare to say anything. They'll go along. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, this is great, way to go. Here's the deal. They're doing this kid a huge disservice because they're putting so much emphasis on him and his boyfriend and their kissing. They're actually, I think, taking away from his ability as a football player.
Oh,
that's all
so.
This is this, look, he's kissing his boyfriend. You're not doing him any favors. Knock it off. We've seen that video of him in the red shirt, breaking down, crying, bending over. Had to say that.
What? I didn't see that part.
That's a video, too. Oh.
And then he kisses his boyfriend. And if anybody wants to turn this into hate speech, go ahead. It's not hate speech. I didn't say anything about hating anybody who is gay. What I'm tired of is everybody jumping on this, isn't this the greatest thing in the world? Wagon. I'm not going to jump on it. Do I think he should be able to play? Yeah. If he's a great football player, then go play great football. But good grief, let's get off of this continuously acting like this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. A gay guy is on an NFL team. Well, it's not the greatest thing that's ever happened. It just happened. Move on. Wow. You know how these news networks, no matter what the story is, they keep replaying the same video over and over and over. You know, when those guys bombed in Boston, that same footage of them walking in the crowd with a backpack
right. Over
and over and over. Do you not have any more footage of Michael Sam than him kissing his boyfriend? And then I'll say one other thing. And again, you can interpret it any way you want to. If you want to in your head hear me say, I hate gays, well, then that's what you hear in your head. But here's what I will tell you, and I've said this many, many times before on this show. Not only are we not to a point yet, but I don't know that we ever will be to this point, where men, heterosexual men, like watching men kiss. We don't like it.
I don't think we'll ever.
I didn't say we didn't like that they did it. I said we're not comfortable watching them.
Yeah, I don't agree. I mean, I think it was fine when he was drafted that it happened, because other draftees kissed their, you know, girlfriends or whatever.
Fine.
But I don't agree with the constant replaying of.
But
they're,
did
they're
they
not
show
replaying...
the guys kissing their girlfriends 15, 20 times?
No, they're not showing
it.
No,
no, and I don't think when he got drafted they showed it 15 times. They just keep replaying it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying
when it first happened.
The day it happened, yeah. I saw it at least 8 times that day. That day.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, of course, them replaying it, that's what I'm against. But when it first happened, when he got drafted, I'm fine that they, you know, kissed.
That they showed him, because they always show the guy that they pick.
You know what? If they had shown it once.
Right, yeah. No, I don't agree, because they didn't replay anybody else kissing.
But I will tell you, if I'm going to be honest, if they'd shown it once and I saw that once, I still would be, ooh, a little uncomfortable with it. I'm just, look, I'm from another time. I'm not... How should I put this? If you're 23, I guess, and you see two men kissing, I guess it's just not that unusual for you. But it is still to me. Again, I got to make sure everybody understands something. This is not a hate statement. This is not, this is right or this is wrong. It's a comfort level. In the same way that, and I tried this morning to think, I thought, what can I come up with as a good analogy for this? Something that is not hurting anybody, but it's something I don't particularly want to see. I don't want to see somebody pooping, okay? Everybody does it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see a guy pleasuring himself. But guys do that. I don't want to see it. And I don't want to see two guys kissing. I just don't. And if you want to act like, well, you know, you homophobe, it's another thing I'm sick of. Every time a guy says that something makes him uncomfortable, they say you're homophobic. What a pile of crap that is. I'm not homophobic at all. There are just certain things that make me uncomfortable. And I think what they're doing, it's almost like they're trying to see whose buttons they can push by playing it over and over. We're going to do this until we get everybody comfortable with it.
Or until we get a response from someone. Then we can go zero in on them.
Which they did. The Dolphins player.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they find him.
And isn't that interesting? One guy tweets out, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other first part of the tweet? It was
OMG.
OMG, which means nothing. Oh, my God. That could be, oh, my God, this is great. And then horrible. Now, what he meant was, I think, maybe he meant it's horrible that they keep playing the kissing. It's horrible that they showed them kissing. But does he not have a right to say what he, I guess not. You know, if you don't speak political correctness, you have to shut up. But if you speak your mind... And all you're saying is, and he shouldn't have used the word horrible.
Right, yeah, no, that's...
He could have said awkward, OMG, awkward, OMG, uncomfortable.
Right, to say it's horrible, yeah, I mean, that's...
But that's the NFL, too. They will, they own...
And here's the other part of this hypocrisy. If you got 500 NFL football players in a room, I will guarantee you that 470 of them are not accustomed to or completely comfortable with watching one of their other big burly football players kissing a guy on the lips. They're just not.
Right, because it's not.
Yet they have to pretend
happened.
That not only are they okay with it, they're celebrating it. But it's pretend. It's they're doing it because they're afraid if they don't. Ooh, somehow they're not in 2014, and you're living in the past, and you got hate, or you're homophobic, or you... No, it's not that at all. Hey, I'm not comfortable When I see, and I saw one yesterday, I saw a guy yesterday, his entire head was tattooed. You couldn't see one square inch of flesh. His head, his forehead, his nose, his ears, his cheeks. He was completely tattooed, and he must have had 19 pounds of metal hanging in his face. I don't like to look at that. I just don't. And when I see that, my reaction in my mind, what I say to myself is, weirdo. Look, at there's a word we need to bring back that nobody wants to use anymore. Weirdo. And I say to myself, oh, look at that weirdo. Now, that doesn't make me hate him. I don't hate that guy. I don't know that guy. But to me, he's a weirdo. You stick a bunch of metal all in your face and you tattoo your entire head. That's just, I don't know, something I'm not used to seeing. So forgive me if I tell the truth and say it makes me a little uncomfortable and it's tough to look at because that's not the world I live in. Doesn't make him bad. Doesn't mean he's going to hell. Doesn't mean I'm going to hell for being uncomfortable. We got to get past this being afraid to say that something might not strike us right or make us uncomfortable. Everybody interprets that the wrong way. And I cannot be the only one. I cannot be the only one that feels that way. I cannot be the only man that saw a football player kissing another man on the mouth and just kind of cringed a little bit. Didn't say, oh, I hate those guys. Cringe. Just cringed a little. Just because we're not. You know what it's kind of like? Go back 40, 50 years and ask lots of people in this country if they didn't. If it didn't make them uncomfortable to see a black man with a white woman, if they're honest, they'll say, yeah, that they weren't used to that. Over time, it's not nearly the shock or as it was, but it took a time and it took acceptance and it took a lot of people. We're not there yet with two guys kissing. I just don't think we are. So the phones are hot. Either all of these people are really mad at me and are going to.
I would start with Jerry. Zach is not in this conversation.
Zach?
He's not in this conversation. Okay. He called before.
Well, let me talk to you. Let me talk. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And here, before I take the calls, in conclusion, I will just say, enough. Move on. Let's play football. Let this guy play. Let him show whether or not he deserves to be in the NFL and stop showing that over and over and over. You are doing him a disservice. Let me talk to Jerry. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
There
Frank,
you
how
go.
Are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I've got a comment about this, and then I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
My comment is, if you watch him play football this year for Mizzou, he is one hell of a football player.
Well, good.
But my questions are, do you think anybody will be a little bit uncomfortable in the locker room? And when they go on the road, whoever he has to room with, if there's two to a room, do you think they will feel uncomfortable and do you think they will be harassed by their teammates?
No. I'll tell you why. Just because he's gay doesn't mean that he's going to assault people, hit on people, that you're in any some sort of threat or that you could be threatened by him. I spent 2 weeks in a Ramada Inn in Chicago with a gay guy in the 70s. Uh-huh. We were in the Army Reserve together, and we had to go to Fort Sheridan, and we didn't want to stay in the stinking barracks because they were World War II era horrible barracks, so we stayed at the Ramada. Now, he was gay, and I knew he was gay. At no time did I feel uncomfortable because he knew who I was and where I stood, and I knew who he was. Never was it an issue. And I think that's kind of the case here. But let's put it this way. If you put a girl in the locker room with a bunch of men, because girls are attracted to men, this guy is attracted to men. I don't think that if I'm one of the men in the locker room and you brought a girl in there, I think she would be the one to be more uncomfortable than I would be. I'm not worried about her approaching me or does that make
and
sense?
You have to take into account he's attracted to gay men. He's not attracted to straight men.
My only thing is, when you were with this guy for the 2 weeks, were you guys naked every day together?
No, we're in a.
I don't mean that.
No, we weren't. No, but you know what? I see your point. These guys will be. You're right. We weren't. We were in a hotel room.
And I don't mean that they think, oh, he's firing on me, but will they feel a little bit self-conscious?
I can't answer that, but I would tend to say for the most part, no.
And from what I heard, it wasn't a big secret that he was gay.
No.
On the Mizzou campus,
before he announced it.
And there were no issues with any of his teammates on the Tigers team.
Now, they knew about it since last August.
Right, yeah. So it wasn't a big secret down there, and there were no issues.
But here's the thing. What people don't seem to want to deal with is a gay man is sexually attracted to men. Now, Peon said gay men, but you don't always know who's gay and who's straight. If I see a naked woman, and she's Portia de Rossi, all right, Ellen's girlfriend. She's hot. If I saw her naked, you know, I didn't know that she was gay. So, yeah, I would be attracted to her.
But if you saw Roseanne, then that wouldn't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Roseanne could be as straight as an arrow, and I'd still vomit if I saw her naked.
My last comment, Frank, is I'm telling you, this guy's going to, and this is a hell of a guy to compare him to, he's going to be a pass rusher like Leonard Little.
So he's going to kill somebody in a drunk driving accident?
No, I think he's talking about on the field.
Without it, we can't do without it, because that's another thing that gripes me, is that we just give people a pass when they kill people when they're drunk. Hey, he's a great football player. They wouldn't have wanted him on the team, and I hope he does well. But if you want him to do well, my advice to the rest of the media is lay off this other stuff and let's just talk about football. Because you're putting all the focus. Sure.
Do you think this owner of the basketball team, do you think his wife ought to be able to retain her portion of the team?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. You're one of the minorities that agree with me.
Well, I'm in the minority about a lot of things, but I don't care. And I don't think that she should be punished somehow for his prejudice, bigoted, whatever. That guy.
But she should be able to buy his 50% of the team.
I think so.
All right. Thank you. You agree with me. Then.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
And again, keep in mind, folks, I don't know one thing about sports. For me to say she should or shouldn't, I'm out of my element there. But I don't think I'm out of my element telling the truth about how we men feel about certain things. And don't ever ask me to explain why it is. And my wife has asked me this. She said, why do men like watching two hot women kiss? I don't know the answer. Peon, do you know the answer? I don't know the answer, but we do.
I don't either, but that's what Julie's question was, but that's on the phone. But I think it's easier for us to take because we like women.
Well, it's not only that. Women are kissy, huggy-feely anyway. Watch two women at lunch when they meet at lunch. Oh, and they have, guys, don't do that. Two guys meet. Hey, Bob, how have you been? Peck on the cheek. They don't do that. But women are huggy-feely, touchy anyway.
Yeah, but we would gladly get in there and kiss a woman. But
well, sure.
If you have, talking two guys. No, you're talking two guys. It's easier for us to comprehend that than it is for two guys kissing.
No, I know it's hard for some people to understand, and I certainly cannot explain why it doesn't bother me to watch two women kiss. Now, I will tell you this. I don't think in mainstream primetime TV, two women ought to be lip-locked and tongue-kissing each other, just like two men shouldn't, just because it makes some people uncomfortable.
Well, and you have to say what two women are kissing. I mean,
I don't want to see Rosie, and give me another example.
Oh, Roseanne Barr and Rosie
Janet
O'Donnell.
Reno kissing.
Rosie O'Donnell, yeah.
So it's not all women that you want to see kiss.
Good point. Yeah.
Factors.
Let me get Zach in here. Hey, Zach, I know you called for something else. What can we do for you?
Couple things. Remember when you were talking about skeletonic and you thought it was a made-up word?
Skeletonic?
It's a word. Skeletonic, I thought I made that word up.
I looked up in dictionary. It actually means of a skeleton, skeleton-like, or meager.
So it's a word.
Yeah.
So what I thought I made up is actually a real word.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's good to know.
I am the PM.
Well, thank you, Zach.
So the word you made up made it to the dictionary.
That's why now it's a real word, because I made it up.
Wow.
Yeah, skeletonic. I make up a word, next thing you know, it's in the dictionary.
Wow.
How about that? Let me get Tony in here before we break. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Tony.
Well, I tell you, man, I'm glad that even you say that, because I was thinking the same thing.
But nobody will say it. I've been watching TV for 3 days, and I've been listening to the radio. Nobody will say, I've seen enough of these guys kissing.
Well, I got to not see it. I had to control, and I turned the channel before it happened. But they were trying a couple of times. It was on the news, and I was like, I kept turning the channel. I was like, I can't take that.
But you know what? We're made out to be bad people for saying something like that. If we say, I don't like to watch two guys lip kissing, all of a sudden we're supposed to feel horrible or something.
No.
I don't.
No, what is that? Well, it seems like what they're trying to do is desensitize people. So they can play it over and over. Eventually, like you said, just they'll get used to it.
You know, this morning, and I think it was STL Today, I think it was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch's website, the Post-Dispatch this morning. I'm pretty sure this is where I saw it. They showed that picture of him in the red shirt, okay, kissing his boyfriend. And then underneath in the copy, it had... Jeff Fisher made the phone call. Michael Sam received the call. He was very overwhelmed with emotion. And then it said these words, and he proceeded to hug and then kiss his boyfriend on the mouth. Mm. Now, why would they say it like that in print? Because they've got there's an agenda here. And I don't know that I'm sure what it is, but I think you could have just said in the article and proceeded to and kissed his boyfriend. Did you have to say on the mouth? You want to make sure that everybody's okay with this? I don't know. I'm lost anymore. Sometimes I wonder, did I miss a class somewhere? I must have. I must have skipped a class in life somewhere because I don't get some.
You know, I guess it's like old school. We're old school, but it's like.
But there's nothing wrong. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with old school.
Well, no. But this is it. It's like, you know, you go back 10, 15, 20 years ago, you would never have seen anything like that in person, let alone on TV.
And here's the thing they don't take into consideration. They act like everybody's 23 years old, when in fact, people like my dad and that generation, that World War II generation, I guarantee you, and he's a real sports fan, when they look up on TV and see a football player kissing another guy on the mouth, they're rolling their eyes going, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And now you may not like that, you may not want to deal with that, but that's a fact. And that's a pretty good chunk of this country that's still of that generation. Does that make it right or wrong? Does it mean that people like my dad hate that guy? No, he doesn't even know that guy. But he's not comfortable, and there's nothing wrong with saying something makes you uncomfortable, but we're being made to think that that makes us horrible somehow.
But we should be mad, like you said, at the media.
Right. You shouldn't be mad at Michael Sam.
No, I'm not. I'm mad.
But you're mad at the media.
I'm mad at the media for
overdoing it.
Come on.
I mean, it should be, right.
Do you have an agenda, or are you trying to somehow make yourself feel better about your own guilt by telling the world, not only are you okay with it, we're okay with it 15 times.
And they try to take the sensational angle with everything, though.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
But if you want it to be perceived as more normal than some people think it is, then stop sensationalizing it. Because by doing that, you spotlight it as something unusual. I appreciate the call, Tony.
All right, no problem. Hey, have a good one. AM and a PM.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to break. I'm on record. First guy that I know of to finally come out and say, we've seen it. All right, let's move on, and we don't need to see those guys kissing again. Window World. Everybody knows what Window World is. You guys know what Window World is, don't you?
How much are their windows?
How much are they?
$189.
Very good, Dan. Very good, Dan. I just want to see if you've been paying attention. $189, and they've been $189 for a little over 10 years. The price has never changed. The quality has never changed. They have a good housekeeping seal of approval, which I'm not sure if you get that renewed every year or 2 years or 3 years, but you have to get it. In other words, you have to go through the process again. The good housekeeping people, their research department and their testing department retest. Think about it. If they didn't, you could put out a great product, get the good housekeeping seal of approval, and then once you had the seal, call everybody together and go, okay, let's make this product not quite so good, and let's put some cheaper stuff in it. We've already got the seal of approval. We don't have to worry about it anymore. You can't do that because they're going to retest it. They're going to make sure the quality is still there, and that's what they do. And they still have the good housekeeping seal of approval. $189 whether you buy one or you buy 100. And this is the window with the life time warranty. It covers all the parts, the glass breakage, and the labor. And it's good that it covers the glass breakage, because I think that's a big part of having to have a window replaced is when the glass breaks. $189 over 10. Well, let's see. Let me see how I can put this. Over 1 million sold nationwide. Over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. And just over 10 years they've done that. Largest selling replacement window in the United States. Find out why. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the good thing is we don't have any accidents or incidents going on at this time. We do have some heavier traffic on northbound 170, 70 up through Airport Road, 255 north and southbound. You've got slowdowns between Horseshoe Lake Road and Highway 270. And on northbound 55, that right lane is slowing now from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. You can find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of those shelters, complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and gaze at the stars. There are other attractions, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, and Merrimack Caverns. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing. They offer campsites or cabins for overnight stays. It's the most affordable place on the river and fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch at 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Or visit their website at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri. Reservations are available for Memorial Day weekend.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sounds like a cut from Wayne Newton's new album.
Yes, brand new.
All right, they're lit up, but you can light them up more. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Grant joins us. Hello, Grant.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I agree with you on a couple points, and people had brought up the fact that there's an agenda. I would agree. I would even say that the football player had it too. He did invite a camera crew in his house. So I do think he probably knew what he was doing. But just like the civil rights people, it offended people earlier when a black man was just a white woman. I think we're at the point where there's quite a few people that feel that there's not a difference between two people that love each other, whether they happen to be a male and female or two males. And I think they are trying to desensitize people to it and hopefully be more accepting. I think there is some hypocrisy in there, and I think a lot of it is the people that will cheer for somebody, and then if they find out he's gay, would have a problem with it. And the third, I would disagree with you. You said if you put 500 football players together and ask them if they have a problem with two male kissing, if you go by statistics, probably 50 of those 500 are gay themselves.
Okay.
So I would say they probably don't have a problem.
Okay, that's a great point. I would agree with you there. Shoot, I had a point. You made me think of something else, and I forgot what it was. Well, that's called getting old. So, sorry about that. Grant, thank you for the call.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too. From Grant, we go to Gary. Too bad it's not Carrie. Then we'd have, like, Carrie Grant.
Wow.
Okay. So we'll settle for Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Frank, I could change my name to Carrie if you want.
That's all right. We'll go with LA. Gary's fine. How are you?
Not a problem. Hey, I agree with you on Michael Sam. They went overboard with this thing. You know, he got drafted. He's a good football player. Let it go at that.
Yeah, for goodness sake.
Let it go. Let it go.
You know, some lady called off the air. Dan said, this is a great point, and she couldn't stay on. Here's what she said. She said, you know, Tim Tebow was mercilessly teased and crucified in Saturday Night Live skits, people making fun of his religion. But you won't see anybody do that to Michael Sam. Because heaven forbid that somebody joke or have fun with a guy being gay. And there's nothing any more harmful. What Tim Tebow did or was didn't hurt anybody, yet they just were merciless to this guy.
Now, I wish the guy the best, okay? I really do.
Sure.
I don't think he needed to come out and say he was gay.
Well, but think about this. Do you believe that maybe by doing that, by being the first guy to do that with the possibility of being drafted by the NFL, that he might have thought, this may draw enough attention to me that a team will pick me up knowing that that team... Look at the national press the Rams have already gotten. Now, I'm not saying they took him because of that, but don't tell me there's not a little added benefit there.
Frank, I was going to say the same thing. That was the same thing in my mind. It's going to draw attention. I'm young, okay? I could go play the rest of my NFL career without anybody knowing about me being gay.
But I'm going to make up...
done and then say I was gay, okay?
Or you can do it this way and make a mark and make history.
Yeah, now he made history. And the Rams made history.
Now he just has to play well.
Right.
Like anybody else.
Thank God he's not a quarterback.
All right, Gary.
All right, Frank.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Now, was that
I don't know if I get
was that
out.
Kind of a little quarterback. Of a little gay joke there? Thank God he's not a quarterback because the quarterback stands behind the guy.
Oh.
I think he was making a little...
I think so.
Some kind of little homosexual humor there. That was him, not us, by the way. Is Zach back?
Yes, he is.
My goodness. Zach, what's up?
I forgot to mention my other thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, another thing.
Another thing. What's the other thing?
Remember when you were saying that three pills? Didn't you say it would take an hour?
Three pills. Oh, the thing from last week. The doctor gives you three pills, and you take one every half hour.
The deal
how long?
If you take a pill every half hour, how long will it take you to take the three pills? Three pills, you take one every half hour. How long, how much time will go by for you to take three pills?
I think, if I remember, I said an hour.
It's an hour.
Actually, if you did a math, it would actually be an hour and a half because 30 times 3 is 90.
No. Here, Zach, you have three pills. You're going to take one every half hour. You take one at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You take one at 3:30. And one,
oh, yeah,
and,
I see where you're coming from.
And one at 4, then an hour has gone by.
I see where you're coming from.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Zach, thank you. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
That's called carryover from another show. And I think this is John. Hello, John.
Hi. I know everybody wants to weigh in. I'll weigh in a little bit. And I'll do you one even more. It's about this Sam stuff you're talking about. You're talking about just people being able to be honest about being uncomfortable.
It's one thing to be honest about being uncomfortable as opposed to being honest about being hateful or bigoted or prejudiced.
And I'm not talking about hate.
Okay.
But here's the quandary I live in. I'm in the art field.
Mm-hmm.
I am also in the education field.
Okay.
And I'm also a devout Christian. And I don't want to get into religion and politics. I'm trying to talk about political correctness. And this is a slippery slope that can hurt people on any side of religion or politics. This can hurt people on the right or the left if we don't have freedom of speech. And, for example, I personally believe by my religion that homosexuality is wrong. And I have gay friends, and I love them to death. But I think it's wrong. Now, the thing is, I don't expect anybody else to believe that. They don't have to believe that. If that's not their conviction, that's not their conviction. I can't force somebody else to believe that.
Well, you realize you're smarter though than some people, because some people think that unless you think like they do, then you're lost.
Right, but that's my conviction, and I'm afraid people won't actually take away my religious beliefs. I'm actually a little nervous about making this phone call, being in the arts and education. I don't want anybody to figure out who I am.
Well, you haven't said anything that you should feel bad about saying, though. What you said just makes perfect sense.
Right, and so that's the question. Can we not even disagree, even have a certain belief system, and people can disagree with it, and that'd be a problem. I'm wondering about, and maybe you can tell me about the story about the basketball owner, but, I mean, the way I see it is he said some racist stuff, which I don't agree with. Most of my students are African-American. That's not the problem. But if somebody's racist, does that mean they lose the right to own property? To own, for example, own a team, own a franchise, own a restaurant? And to me, that sounds like a slippery slope.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Unless there's something in that NBA agreement with all owners, when they all acquire a team, part of the purchase is they sign an agreement that if at any time there's anything said that can be interpreted by the masses to be bigotry, racism, blah, 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 then you got to step aside. And maybe he signed something like that. And whether it's right or wrong, you agreed to do that. And it sounds to me like that's what's in that paperwork.
Because
otherwise, you're right. I think it's absolutely wrong to take somebody's ownership away just because he doesn't think like you do.
Yeah, I saw something in an article of like 3/4 of the owners decide that one owner should be out. There's a way they can do that. So,
you know, I got to tell you, John, a great story. I have a friend, and he doesn't live here. He lives out of state, and he's got some money, and he's got a lot of money. And he was with a company, and they bought another company that was owned by a very well-known football team owner. If I told you the name of this guy and the team, you'd know it. And he told me, he said, I was stunned when we went to dinner with this guy at his use of the N-word. In other words, I got these N-words making me all this money. And he said, I was absolutely stunned by this guy. Now,
that's appalling. But, you know, do you lose your rights when, you're a jerk?
No, you can be a jerk and own a football team, a basketball team, a shopping mall. You've got a great point.
But, and frankly, it's just getting to where I don't expect other people to be religious or Christian. I am. And I'm just concerned about that right being taken from me. I have to lie about my convictions now. But, you know.
Well, that's where we're headed. We've almost gotten to the point where you really do have to just keep everything to yourself. What you believe, what you think, keep it to yourself. Because otherwise you just open up a can of worms and everybody starts fighting and holy cow, where does it end? I appreciate the call, John.
Okay,
thank you. It really is. It's tough to know what you can say, where you can say it, how you can say it. We were about a year ago with another couple in a restaurant. And I don't talk about politics, but this other couple mentioned something political. And a guy at another table came over to us and said, I'd appreciate it if you keep your political views to yourself. And I looked up at him and said, I'd appreciate it if you go back to your table, mind your own business. We're not talking to you. And he did. But the nerve of this guy. I mean, you can't even sit there and say, I love Barack Obama, or I can't stand Barack Obama, without somebody at another table coming over just because they don't agree. It's none of his business. But that's what's happened. That's where we've come. Man. People are just lighten up, everybody. First Community Credit Union. Called them today because I lost a safe deposit box key. That's a big no-no, by the way. You get two safe deposit box keys, and you can't lose them. And I lost one. And I cannot remember where I put it. Pants pocket, coat pocket. And it's a big deal to get them made. It's like $150 a key. So I'm trying to find this key. They were very nice about it, and they just were very nice when they told me that'll be $150 if we have to cut another key. So, yes, I have a safe deposit box there. I have a checking account there. I have a savings account there. I have a business loan there. I have all the stuff that anybody wants when they go to a bank or use a bank. Bank is not in the name, but it's a great place to do all of your banking, First Community Credit Union. Want to say congratulations to those of you who just a couple of days ago, Saturday, picked up a few extra as Mike Evans would say, selling some things you didn't need anymore that somebody else was looking for. That's called the yard sale. And that is every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, courtesy of course, First Community Credit Union. It really is a great place to bank. And what does that mean? What makes a great place to bank? Lots of good services, very competitive rates, very friendly people, because when they deal with you, they're dealing with one of the owners, because we, the members, that's what we're called, altogether own First Community Credit Union. So, of course, you're going to get good service. See what I'm talking about? And the way to do that is you could start with move your car payment over if you want to. You could start there. Have some fresh popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM. And thank you in advance for moving all your banking business to First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to see how the roads look right now. Check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got some kind of incident that's going on southbound 55 between the Merrimack River and Highway 141. You've got slow traffic coming down from Butler Hill through Merrimack Bottom. Once you get beyond 141, everything opens up. It's just off camera. I can't quite see what it is. On southbound 270, a little bit heavy on either side of Highway 44. If you're traveling westbound on 44, you're just getting busy now between Hampton and McCausland. And you've got the construction that's causing some slowdowns on north and southbound 255, mostly on southbound 255 between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Are you certain you've covered all your bases with your retirement plan? Discover 8 critical questions you must ask yourself before you even consider retiring. Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 here on 550.